Michelle Zauner, better known as the musician Japanese Breakfast, has been busy. Just this year, she's released a new studio album and published her memoir. But she's not done. Today, a new video game called Sable launches on multiple platforms. The game follows a young girl as she leaves her village and explores the sand dunes and ruins of her planet. Zauner wrote and performed the music for Sable, a process that began in 2017.
A game takes many years to come together, and you have to walk in step with the developers in a way that putting together an album is something that you kind of do as a self-contained thing.
But Zauner says her inspiration for the soundtrack goes back even further.
I grew up playing video games since I was probably 5 years old. My dad bought me a Super Nintendo. The two of us really loved this RPG called Secret of Mana. After school at night in the den, my dad and I would play this game, and it was like a real journey that you can go on together. And I think that was the first time that I realized that games could be a real art form. There's a kind of seriousness to that music. That was definitely something I really wanted to try and replicate the feeling of with the Sable soundtrack. The developers of Sable wanted to bring on a composer that was separate from the game world, but also wanted someone that had a passion for games. At the time, there was only a couple of GIFs, animated GIFs of the artwork. And I, even just from seeing those, I was pretty much in right away. The creative design was largely inspired by Studio Ghibli and Mobius and Tintin. So the art style is really astounding. Grigorios Kithriotis, who is the creative director, comes from an architecture background. So a lot of the buildings are very intricate and interesting to explore. The basic premise of Sable is that you are a young girl who lives on a desert planet and has this sort of coming of age ceremony where you have to go out and explore this world and leave your village that you've grown up in.
Come in.
So we knew really early on that we wanted to have this moment where a track with vocals and lyrics came in at this peak moment of the game, which is when you leave your home village and exit what you think to be, you know, a big part of the world and realize that the world is much larger than you thought. I knew that I wanted the atomic era where you explore these kind of ancient ships and it feels like more metallic to feel very industrial and futuristic. And then these sort of monumental spaces that feel a little bit more ancient and organic. I used a lot of voice and vocal pads and woodwinds. I was listening to a lot of Ichiko Ioba at the time, and she has these really beautiful, quiet, classical guitar albums. That sound is so homey to me, so I knew I wanted all of the villages and the camps to have this nylon string guitar. I always joke that I think Yola Tango has the greatest, like, library of shaker sounds known to man. I was really inspired by, like, the chill quality of all of the Yola Tango beats. Better the Mask is one of my favorite songs on the soundtrack, and I think is maybe the most beautiful song I've ever written. It's a really special song for me because it's the first song that I have composed the string arrangement for in its entirety. I've always felt like I had to excavate personal trauma in order to make some music that was compelling. And I think that with songs like Glider, and especially Better the Mask, it made me realize that I could compose music that was really moving without having to tap into that.
That was musician Michelle Zahner performing as Japanese Breakfast, who created the soundtrack for the new video game, Sable. She told her story to NPR's Vincent Accovino.